Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Signature Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SGU, also on the OTCQB under the symbol SGGTF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Robert Vallis. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, the company has a 10,000 meter program underway at the Lingman Lake Gold Project in Ontario. This project does have a historic resource of a little over 230,000 ounces. And Robert, we chatted about a month and a half ago where you were outlining the overall goals of that 10,000 meter program. I'll provide a link to that interview below, but I wanted to get a general update here on how this program is progressing. We had some drill results come out on October 20th, headline number being 5.44 grams per ton over 6 meters, also included a 17 gram per ton intercept over 1 meter. And on November 3rd, some news that confirmed near surface strike extensions of up to 500 meters east of the existing mineralized zones. Bring us up to speed here, Robert, on what you've seen so far in this drill program, please.
Hi, Corey. Thanks again. Great to be on. Right now, the drill program is continuing quite well. We're drilling beneath the historical workings to depth, looking to extend that down to perhaps around a 300-meter mark, which is just under a double, I guess, in terms of depth where it is now. That's progressing very well. We've done a lot of work and continue to do work to map out where the high-grade plunges or corridors are. You can see that in our current presentation, verified presentation, denoting, you know, where those high-grade bands are, so to speak. There's quite a few of them, but we're certainly able to use those to vector in our drilling and continue drilling to depth as well. As part of the new geophysical data that we recently captured, that's from the surface, and that surface data looks down about 500 meters depth, which gives us a lot of data to work with in terms of understanding what sort of geologic structures are going on there and how that ties into and connects with the mineralized zones that we're aware of and have mapped out. So that's progressed very well to the point where we've identified now areas that are, pointing us in the direction of new zones and certainly new and additional extensions towards the east of the current existing mineralized zones we have. So what I mean by that, and you'll see that in the press release you referred to in terms of where those are, they're immediately east of our existing area or mineralization. There's also targets immediately north and south of that too. These are large linear structures that are strongly associated with where the existing mineralization is. So we have that data, and we've already planned and are in place to begin drilling exploratory fences of drill holes in these regions around mid November this month. But as the geos and exploration group have been moving through the plethora of historic data that we have, historical data, I should say, they continue to surface a lot of interesting and meaningful data. Most recently, that includes a series of test holes that were drilled, shallow drill holes, less than about 60 meters depth. And these were drilled about 300 to 500 meters in that range across upwards and inclusive of about 500 meters east of the existing mineralization. They hit significant mineralization there, as we noted. It wasn't quite in the main zones themselves, but the geologists were able to confirm mineralogically that those are indeed extensions of our north zone and central zones as well. And we do believe the south perhaps continues there as well, but more work to do on that. So what that does is it underpins this strong hypothesis of a much larger gold system than, you know, we've inherited through the historical work done so far and the 28,000 meters that have been drilled to deliver that 234,000 ounces you referred to, just under 7 grams. So we're very excited about that, to have all of this data coalescing and layering, you know, in a way and in a fashion that's, you know, basically says drill here, is quite exciting. So while we continue to push deeper beneath the existing mineralization and wrap that up towards mid-November, you'll see results starting to come out of that exploratory drilling as well towards the east that I'm referring to on these six new targets we have. So together, you know, there's going to be a lot of drill news coming out over the next 2 months in a fairly regular and consistent basis. You're also going to see, Corey, information on the other side of the coin related to our regional exploration and unlocking what we hope to be further discoveries regionally as well. We'll be putting out the airborne geophysics results and targeting that we're nearly completed with. And from that, we'll be, you know, selecting the top three targets to work with and move forward through the winter towards you know, what we expect to be test drilling in the spring post further ground geophysical surveys to be done throughout the winter. So exciting times both regionally and locally. So stay tuned. Lots of news to come.
So it sounds like lots of news, also lots of drilling to come and a lot of drilling in these new zones. Can you give us maybe a little bit more insights in terms of how this new data and these new zones, how they're being incorporated into that 10,000 meter program? Because it does all sound like fairly new information to you guys, new targets, new drilling locations.
It is. And when I say new zones, these are new target zones, okay? Zones that the data is indicating strongly and is lining up with and you know, associating itself with the where the known mineralization is now. So from a geologic perspective, these are very high potential zones or areas that we're about to drill. You're right. It is relatively new data. The ground geophysics that we've done, both magnetic and 3D IP, were somewhat delayed because of the wildfires and things that I spoke of earlier on in one of our interviews, you know, about mid-summer, towards the end of the summer. And it delayed us from getting those surveys completed, you know, in the time frame we had originally planned. So that they were a little later coming out the door. But nevertheless, that data has presented some significant, you know, opportunities for us. And so we've had to pivot, you know, mid-stride with the 10,000 meter drilling we're doing that was originally planned to simply drill to depth and expand mineralization to depth. What we've elected to do is basically divide that drilling between continuing to drill and expand the mineralization to depth, but also step out towards the east, as I mentioned, in these target areas and drill reasonably shallow test holes there, no deeper than about 200 meters, to really begin to pick up and reestablish. And what we're hoping is identify as well new zones, new mineral zones, in addition to the significant extensions of the existing zones.
So this all really sounds like true exploration, right? You're going out looking at some of these other areas that sound like if they had drilling in the past, it's been very limited drilling. Does that mean that this program very much focused on testing these new zones, isolating them, and then following up on whatever yields some of the best, highest grade results in a follow-up program?
That's 50% of that is correct. Yes. I mean, when you say this drill program, as I've just clarified, half of the drill program was focused on simply, you know, mineral extensions to depth of the known mineralized zones. So that's happening. In other words, the addition of ounces towards the east. Yes, that is indeed what we're focused on, is to test these targets that are certainly presenting themselves as significant. The fact that this historical data is corroborating those targets and the data we have and underpinning them as high potential is why we're deciding to shift there sooner than later. Certainly, if we're able to reestablish mineralization that continues to that strike length from the known zones, which we believe we will do, as well as hopefully identify new zones, parallel zones, then, you know, all of this acts as multipliers for our ability to add ounces fairly rapidly. And of course, it will readjust where our priorities are and what we're doing at the Lingman Lake project in terms of where best to drill to add ounces and value the fastest.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for summarizing that. Before I get you out of here then, Robert, give us just a little preview in terms of what investors should be expecting news flow-wise. I understand it will be drill results, but what should everyone be focused on?
Yeah, I think it's locally, it is drill results, specifically about depth extensions. We'll be making that clear as they're released, but also drilling to unlock significant strike extensions, as well as what we hope to be the identification of new mineralized zones. So that'll be very important news to watch for in terms of results as they come. And then parallel with that, as I said, we've got geophysical data coming out, basically an update of our regional exploration, an indication of just how much potential we now know we have and how we're going to be selecting the top three targets to advance with regionally.
Okay, perfect. Robert, appreciate the update here. I will also post a link to the company's website where you can read over the recent news releases that we touched on here. And if you do have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Robert to address those. Robert, thanks again for your time. We'll chat again soon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey.